If you saw actress Lupe Ontiveros, you'd likely recognize her from one of her many roles as a maid. That is, unless you recognized her as the murderer in the film Selena, which starred Jennifer Lopez as the young Latina pop star. The role Ontiveros considers her breakthrough was in the recent independent film Chuck and Buck, in which she played a theater manager. Now Ontiveros is starring in the new movie Real Women Have Curves. It won the Dramatic Audience Award at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Ontiveros plays Carmen, a strict mother of two daughters. Her younger daughter has won a scholarship to Columbia University, but Carmen wants her to stay home and work in her older sister's dress factory. Another conflict revolves around weight. Carmen and her two daughters are heavy, and she often pressures the younger one to slim down. In this scene, they're both in a restaurant where Carmen is eating a rich flan. She's just returned from the doctor where she expected to have confirmation that she's pregnant and instead was told she's going through menopause.
Mom, the doctor said no sugar. Why are you eating the flan?
I'm having a cravings.
But you're not pregnant, Mom.
Okay, I'm not pregnant. I'm going through the change of life. It's over. I'm no longer a woman.
Mom.
A grandmother is what I should be at this age. You know, Anna, you're not bad looking. If you lost weight...
Just stop it.
You could be beautiful.
Stop it. You're overweight too. So why should I listen to you?
Anna, don't eat the flan.
In Real Women Have Curves and in a bunch of your movies, you have an accent, which you don't have in real life. Who are some of the voices that have been in your head that you've drawn on for the accent that you've used in your movies?
Oh, none at all. I mean, it's an art. You know, you just apply it when you have to. And I've gone up for auditions, and when I speak the way I do and I think the way I you hear me thinking, I don't get the part because a woman like me, I'm too, I guess, too peasant-looking, ethnic-looking, whatever, and I'm a mamacita, and I have to sound and look like one. I mean, I look like one, but I have to sound like one, and I don't get the part. Now, there was a difference. There was a time where it didn't matter, and that was because Miguel Alteta from Chuck and Buck said, I have a role for you. And as soon as he said, her name is Beverly, I said, you got it. I don't have to read the script. I'll do it. Her name is Beverly, for God's sake. It's not Concepcion Martinez de la Hoya and all this, you know.
Now, you estimate that you've played maids in about 150 movies and TV shows. I want you to run through just a list of some of the maids you've played.
Maids, oh my goodness, maids for everything. Look at, what's his name, Nicholson, Jack Nicholson in As Good As It Gets.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of a maid, where she's a religious kind of a very warm human being. And then there's the maid in, what did I do recently with Todd Salon, Storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was a creature to be reckoned with, one of these wretched human beings, you know.
You set the house on fire at the end. You're so resentful.
Oh, that was the best part. Yeah. I didn't know that I was going to do that until we were on the set. He says, you know, you're going to blow up the house. I said, oh, boy. Boy, have I wanted to do this for a long time. And I see maids, Beverly Hills maids, office maids. What can I tell you? It's always somebody else's maid, you know. I'm always doing a service for someone else. But I'll tell you this much, that I've done it very proudly. Because as I said before to folks, I said, those folks, those hands, those people that come to bring you the service to your table, to bring that pick your grapes and bring you the grapes to your table and through a glass of wine. The people that wash your latrine, that wash your kids, you know, that bring them peace, bring children peace at night when their parents aren't there. I think that I owe them to give their characters life and love and soul and humor. So it's really been a pleasure to do them.
Now, you were telling us you grew up in El Paso. Your parents owned a tortilla factory, and they owned restaurants as well. Do I have that right?
Yes, they had two restaurants.
So,
and properties and such. And they were not non-educated people. I was born and raised in Texas, in El Paso, Texas. It's a border town. And my parents had businesses. They had factories and restaurants. And the folks that would cross the border from Mexico, Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, to El Paso, Texas, were the people that that worked at my mother's factories. And that was my greatest resource. That's where my hard drive went into action, storing all of those adventures and all those conversations I used to hear, all the dirty jokes I used to hear that I learned, and, you know, behaviors and what have you.
You were a social worker for years. I mean, even when you started acting, you had a day
yes,
job as a social
yes.
worker. What kind of social work did you do?
Well, I worked in various facets of it. I was working with the developmentally disabled. I worked for immigration. I worked for Head Start. I worked for the seniors program, evaluating their services, what have you.
How did you start acting?
It was really a joke. It was on a dare to myself. I was, you know, in transition from one job to the other, and I came across an article in the paper that was looking for extras. And I kind of was talking out loud, and I said to my husband, what do you think about it? You think I should, I was trying to decide, should I go back and get a nursing degree? Should I do this? Should I do that? And there was that job opening there, and he said, do whatever the heck you want. Now he says he's sorry he said that. Because I do have a tendency to run with the ball, take the bull by the horns, and go with it.
So when you're walking through the streets and people recognize you, who do they often most recognize you as? What are the roles you're best known
Selena.
For? The killer of Selena.
I'm the killer of Selena. And so far, so good. I haven't had anybody chase me down the street. but there was a very interesting what happened one day. I was going into the ladies' restroom, and I was going into the stall, and this lady just stood in front of me and grabbed me and pulled me out again. And she said, you are her, aren't you? I have a bet with my friend that you are she. And I said, excuse me? I knew where she was going. She said, you killed Selena, didn't you? And I said, let me go do my business. I'll come up, and then I'll tell you. So she let go of me.
Yeah, so Selena is the
and
movie.
And it's the working class that recognizes me, and I'm very happy. You know what? The greatest graceful thing that happens to me by my people is that they give me their blessing. Nobody has to give anybody else a blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they come up and they say, you make me so proud. Your work makes me feel so proud to be a Latina. And I, you know, now coming to the present time is that we're praying that this film makes us even prouder.
Well, Lupe Ontiveros, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Lupe Ontiveros stars in the new film Real Women Have Curves. It opens in New York and Los Angeles this weekend and in more cities in the coming weeks. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.